China-US spat at G20 largely came down to dispute over one word. The US-China dispute at the G20 finance meeting centered on the word "na market," seen by China as a criticism of its state-owned enterprises. China proposed softer language on trade imbalances but failed to reach agreement with the U.S., highlighting ongoing tensions before a major summit. U.S. Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent criticized China's export-driven growth and subsidies, while China denied unfair competition and accused the U.S. of double standards. From StoryFlow, this is your daily audio brief. Jessica, September 3rd, the morning read 10 stories, balanced sourcing throughout. Let's get into it. First, from Straits Times, Gaza Seed Bank helps farmers cultivate the little land they have left. Next, second, from Straits Times. Up next, Trump administration threatens to cut federal agencies' support for Smithsonian. The Trump administration threatened to cut federal agencies' support to the Smithsonian due to disagreements over its leadership and alleged biased practices. The Smithsonian was accused of violating anti-discrimination laws through diversity initiatives, prompting demands for meetings to address these concerns. Historians and civil rights advocates criticized the administration's actions, warning they risk undermining social progress and accurate U.S. history representation. Third, from Straits Times. And then, fourth, from Bloomberg Top, Russia to shut Goethe Institute to retaliate for Germany closures. Next, fifth, from Bloomberg Top, NGN/USD, Naira set for strongest annual gain since 2018 despite elections. Nigeria's currency is headed for its best performance in almost a decade, as rising dollar inflows from higher oil prices and remittances help insulate the Naira from political risks usually associated with its election season, according to analysts. Up next, 6, from Bloomberg Top, China-US spat at G20 largely came down to dispute over one word. And then, 7th, from Facts HQ, limit the Supreme Court, or PAC IT, House voted, Trump's $1 coin on sale, Southwest gets into airport lounge game. Today the House of Representatives voted on a resolution to begin the process of amending the Constitution of the United States to set the number of justices on the Supreme Court at 9. The vote failed, falling far short of the required 2/3 majority. Almost all the Republicans voted yes and almost all of the Democrats voted no. But why? See how your House member voted here. Read Rep. Biggs' resolution here. Read more from the Supreme Court about its history here. Was it high demand or lack of planning? The $1 Trump gold coins minted and distributed by the U.S. Mint went on sale today. Next, 8th, from the Hindu Top, Trinamool Congress leader Abhishek Banerjee's office ransacked in Kolkata. The vandalism occurred around 4:30 a.m. and 3 to 4 masked men were seen removing televisions and other equipment being taken outside the office. The TMC MP alleges BJP workers were behind attack. That's the day. That's your brief. Find every story and claim your own free feed at storyflow.com.